We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Yes. What is this from? What movie is this from?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yep.
You know, that was a guess. I just knew they had like old school songs like this.
I think it might have been from The Kingsman.
Ah. That's the James Bond-ish movie.
The bloody James Bond movie.
Yeah, I like that.
Bloody hell?
Ooh.
What?
I'm so mad at these little punks.
Tyron Edgerton or something like that.
Punks.
Did you see this video we were tagged on?
No.
No.
So, let's see. We got tagged on this video. Shout out to Jay Hilds, who tagged us on this video. Did you see these kids at the, I guess he's a YouTuber named Loaf. I can't keep up with all the YouTubers these days. And so Loaf, who's got nearly a million subscribers on YouTube, so he's obviously wildly popular on the YouTube, I guess the YouTube scene. He goes to a Target in Miami and does the fart prank. Everybody knows the fart prank, you know. Know about the fart prank, Leroy?
No, what's the fart prank?
Yeah, a little fart machine next to you. And, you know, it's so like you walk past people. Loud fart goes by, they think you farted, and you try and see what the reaction is.
Right.
You know? Tale as old as time. So he's like going amongst this Target, and he's farting near people aisle to aisle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy gets like, you know, people get upset. One guy's like, you're disgusting. How dare you? Brr. One lady actually hit him in the, spanked him in the ass. As she was so offended that he farted near him.
Oh.
And then
I got to tell you, and I'm just spitballing here.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody supposedly farts,
yep.
Do you want to go near the scene of the crime?
I think it's in an aisle. Like, it's kind of damage is done at that point, right?
Mm.
But not to the point where I'm smacking people on the butt.
Mm.
She was upset. She was not happy. But then the video that's going viral on Twitter right now is they're in this Miami Target, and he does the fart prank next to a guy in a bucket hat, and that guy is Ray Allen.
Oh.
What?
Yup.
Oh,
this
no.
guy tried to pull the fart prank on Ray Allen.
Yeah.
And Ray Allen is not happy.
Ooh. Did he address it or did he look at him like, I'm Ray Allen?
No. He said in the video, he goes, stop recording. I know you hear me. You're following me around and you're trying to do some bull bleep over here. And so
he
basically tells the guys to get out of here. And the kid is like looking bewildered. Now, this person, Loaf, is very young.
Yeah,
they like to the point where they may not know that
that's Ray Allen.
That's Ray Allen.
No, but why else?
Because the guy goes, I didn't even know that was Ray Allen. Oh. I don't know who that is.
Gotcha.
And I kind of would believe the kid because you know this kid looks like he's like 20 years old.
How do you spell this Loaf character?
L O F E Loaf.
Hmm.
And look, I want this kid arrested.
Yeah.
And I want him thrown out of this city. Because you don't do that to Game 6.
It's true.
You don't do that to Game 6. Get him out of my city right now.
Even if he didn't know?
I don't care. He should know. He should know better. And I want him arrested and thrown out because you don't do that to Game 6.
Isn't it amazing that people have something negative to say about Ray Allen?
How are you?
Of all the people in sports, right?
Ray Allen.
Ray Allen.
Ray. Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Yep.
I want this kid arrested. And I want him thrown back to whatever place he came from because I don't want him here. He disturbed Game 6.
Was that the best basketball player movie?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't Spike Lee going to remake it? I think I actually pitched Spike Lee on having Bam Adebayo star in the movie.
Ooh. What'd he say?
He said, can he act?
Yeah.
I said, better than Zion.
Ah.
Because I think Zion was the rumored guy at the time.
Yeah.
Hey, why do you drag me into this stuff?
What? It's, if we're going to have Spike.
We have Spike Lee is synonymous with some of the best, most creatively made movies ever.
Yep.
Right? Thoughtful movies.
Yep.
And you even hit him with Silly Sauce.
That's right. I tried to convince him to be a Heat fan, too. I said, what? Because I think it was pretty fresh off the time when he, like, got, remember there was
kicked
a time.
Out.
Yeah, he got kicked out, or they wouldn't let him do his seats.
He's giving up his tickets.
And so, like, Ray Allen was done with, or Spike Lee was done with the Knicks for a hot minute. And I was like, hey, you want to come over to the Heat? And he was like, no. All right. I tried.
Like, he didn't even hesitate, though. No.
No. Can't do
he
it.
Said, just because I ain't there, I'm still Knicks.
Yep. But look, do not fake fart next to game six. Do not do it. I want these people found, and I want them charged with
you know what?
Shenanigans.
You've been cashing a lot of receipts lately.
What do you mean?
Wanting people to answer for their crimes.
I want this kid, Loaf, to answer for his crimes.
What kind of crime is that considered?
How are you? Like, can you just do this? You could just YouTube pranking people at Target? Like, is that because why? There's not an expectation of privacy? I feel like there should be.
There should. Like, don't you got to, like, blur their faces?
It's all fun and games to somebody getting knocked out.
Yeah.
It is.
Right?
Well, that's what the thing. Like, I saw in this video, like, the kid's, like, trying to, like, get the woman who spanked him because the woman was a Target employee. She's an old lady. And an old lady, you fart near her, she's going to spank your tush. And so now he, like, goes to the Target manager all upset. Oh, she hit me, meh. Shut up, Loaf. You knew what you were doing. You got your little 400 and whatever thousand views on YouTube. You knew what you were doing. So you're trying to get this old lady in trouble, and you're disturbing Ray Allen, you little Jake Paul wannabe.
Yeah.
Get Loaf
The
hell out of this city.
Yeah.
I want him arrested.
Wow.
And I want him charged.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Charged with shenanigans.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
You of all people.
There is a line to shenanigans, dude.
Yeah. And game six is that line.
All right.
But what if he didn't know it was game six?
I don't care. You come in this city and you don't know who Ray Allen is, that's a you problem, Loaf.
Arrest him for that.
Arrest him for ignorance.
Yeah.
Ignorance is no excuse?
Ignorance is no excuse. I don't care if he was 4 years old when the shot happened.
Yeah.
I don't care. Learn your history, Loaf.
Mm. Yeah,
if you're smart enough to figure out how to fake fart near somebody, you're smart enough to look up Ray Allen. Sure. By the way, Ray Allen, go to a Target just to buy video games. That's pretty cool. I figured, like, Ray Allen would be an Amazon guy.
Yeah, that's strange.
I have some puffiness.
I can see, dude.
You go, boy.
Yeah.
I think I need to take the bandage off to let it.
No, that's an excuse. He's trying to take it off.
Actually, it looks like Ray Allen's in the book aisle. Man, Ray Allen's still buying books at a Target.
From Target, huh?
Huh.
I went to Barnes & Noble recently.
What?
Yeah.
Stop lying.
But it wasn't for me. Can't read.
Oh, okay.
Ray Allen does a good move, though. He does the bucket hat, and then he does AirPods in, so he doesn't have to listen to you. So these kids really bother him. So it means he wasn't listening to the music if he could hear the fart.
And he's tall. You know, he's not like...
He's tall, but he's not really tall.
Exactly.
He's
not like, oh, okay, this must be an NBA player. You're just like, it's just a normal tall guy.
Loaf. Get the hell out of here, Loaf.
Loaf.
Loaf. Hit the ID here, Loafy.
This is WAXY Miami, WSFS HD2 Miramar, the home of Tobin and Leroy, Jim Rome, Hawk and Crowder, the Miami Heat, and Inter Miami, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right. Whatever. Loaf. These headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford?
We know trucks.
Last night, Thursday Night Football, Browns, they beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. Leroy was happy. Rivalry.
Yeah.
29-17.
That's like twice in the last 20 times.
Well, whatever, dude. You got the win.
Yeah.
Got to feel good.
Well, Pittsburgh's terrible, by the way.
Yeah, they're not very good. Do you think this is going to be the first time he has a losing record?
No, because they always manage to work something out. to where they're competitive. You know, even if they're not, you know, dominant, they still are, you know, they still do have that defense.
Yep.
The problem is they can't stop the run.
And they should get TJ Watt back in a couple of weeks, right?
I mean,
that's what they said.
I guess. I mean, you talking about a, was it,
they said it was a torn pec.
Pec injury?
Yeah.
A torn pec?
Yeah.
You think he's going to get that right and be able to come back in a few weeks?
I thought he was going to be done for the year. Apparently he's gonna. He doesn't need surgery. That's what they
said. Didn't his brother have the same injury?
Very interesting, isn't it?
Conspiracy? Why would they do that?
The Watt brothers all seem to get injured the same.
Why would they do that?
Almost like their body can't hold their muscles. Why is that?
What's going on in Utah?
By the way, this Football Friday here on The Ticket, brought to you by Gunther Kia. You got to get to Gunther Kia in Fort Lauderdale on 441 just north of I-595, or visit GuntherKia.com for car buying done your way. You got to get to Gunther. Dolphins, Bills taking on each other coming up 1 o'clock on Sunday. We also have a little Canes action tomorrow on the ACC Network. 3:30, Miami hosts Middle Tennessee State. You, of course, can also hear that on WQAM. If you guys are going to be rolling around, hopefully the Canes can get a little get right tomorrow. Maybe a little bit more exciting of a game. That would be nice. I would enjoy that. Because that was a bore fest last week. Woof. Not fun. And then the big story in sports is Boston Celtics have suspended their head coach, Ime Udoka, for the entirety of this season. He is now suspended. And they
now that I think about it,
make a decision on his future in the future.
He's not going to be the coach.
Nah, he's not going to be the coach.
Right. And they said the only reason why they didn't fire him is because they don't want somebody else to pick him up.
They didn't say that. That's just the theory out there.
The theory.
Or maybe they're just getting their ducks in a row. I don't know. Maybe they will fire him eventually. Right now, it's just kind of a this is the decision they're making for right now.
Yep.
So, you know, they could fire him. You know, I don't know. That definitely can happen. But I think for right now, this is the decision that they felt it not appropriate for him to be be the coach of the team for this season. And it's going to be interesting to see what comes out of this, because it was very vague the way it was reported yesterday. I don't think it did anybody any favors the way it was reported yesterday, because it made everybody go into detective mode. And you go from everybody kind of thinking this was something consensual to now we have to get details of maybe everything wasn't consensual. Yeah,
that was weird.
It was a very weird thing. I don't think it was well done. You know, for the media entities, I know we're crazy to get information out there. Dude, Leroy.
What are you doing, Leroy?
Don't take off your wrap, dude.
What are you doing, dude?
Don't do that. Don't.
It's been 2 days. Dude.
That's grosser than low fake farting.
Leroy looks like he just got caught with his hand in the cookie jar.
Come on, dude.
No, I don't want to see it.
Don't we want to see it?
No.
I want to see it.
Just go to break, Marcos. Magnificent Seven is next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen, for Robbie's Magnificent Seven. Give us our best seven plays of the weekend. And then he's going to answer for his crimes. Where is he? There he is.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
I'm on trial. I'm on trial already.
Fix your mic, dude. You got your mic settings are off. You sound like you're in a fishbowl.
Change it
on StreamYard. You got to change your audio settings to your snowball mic there or whatever it is.
Mm. Oh, I hate when that happens.
Yeah, doesn't everybody? Everybody hates the old StreamYard or Zoom settings. How it goes, as Leroy is dying to itch under that.
Leroy, you have a question?
Stop messing with that rap. Stop doing it, Leroy. Don't
Leroy,
do it.
I will put you backstage.
Yeah.
Come on. No, you guys
dude.
Don't want to see it.
No, we don't want to see it. We really just want to go about our Friday, normal as can be. So that's it.
Leroy Thaddeus Horde, don't make me call your mother.
Oh, no.
Is that your middle name?
Don't make me call Big
Z. I don't have a middle name.
Huh. Thaddeus is it is.
No middle name, eh?
Yeah.
Hmm. How about that?
How about now?
Much better. Whoa, now we can hear you. Now we're doing a radio show. All right.
Clear.
Number one, Robbie.
All right. Oh, we got a little Nooner. TCU and at SMU. They play for the Iron Skillet.
What?
Yes, it's a real thing. Inner city rivalry.
The Iron Skillet. Okay.
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah, they play for the Iron Skillet. TCU is a 2-point road favorite at SMU. I feel like the music video away. As SMU came out as a favorite, then everyone's like, whoa, that's why is SMU favorite in this game? And then TCU became a favorite. You got some juice here. Sonny Dykes, the TCU coach, he was actually the coach at SMU last year. He crossed Skillet lines.
Wow. Wow, I'm looking at this. It is actually a skillet. They give away a skillet for winning this. What a crappy trophy.
Didn't you get that? Didn't you get like skillet engraved in your back of your head for you lost a
bet?
Yeah,
I lost a bet. Baltimore.
Yeah.
Baltimore. I told him Baltimore wouldn't make the playoffs and they won the damn Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So I got skillet carved in my head.
Yeah, we're talking about answering for crimes. I think that was a little bit, over the top. I'm just saying.
Don't try to soften the blow.
Don't soften the blow, dude.
Don't try to soften the blow.
What about Bet on Rhett? Everybody misses Rhett Lashley.
Ah, exactly. Rhett Lashley, he's now the coach at SMU. We got Tanner Mordecai, one of your favorite movies, Leroy. Mordecai.
Is he related to Mike Mordecai? Former Marlins utility infielder?
Oh, that big hit in that game six.
Yep.
That 3-run double.
I was there for a walk-off home run from Mike Mordecai against the Dodgers. And Tommy Hutton going, Morty! As he's like rounding the bases. What a night.
You guys are like Rain Man for Marlins players.
Oh, man. I love that.
Jeez.
But yeah, look, SMU, they've beaten TCU the last 2 years. Both times they were massive dogs of a touchdown or more. Now you got a home dog in a rivalry revenge game. All too many things happening, and you got 3 points or less. Take the home team. Give me SMU in the two.
All right. What about number two, Robbie?
All right. James Madison at Appalachian State. Appalachian State laying 7 points. But I don't know if you guys have watched Appalachian State this year. But they're the cardiac kings.
Yep.
Every game down to the wire, a crazy ending always. They didn't cover both of their home games as a favorite. I mean, believe it or not, they were favored against North Carolina. And it was a wild game, wild, crazy ending. But they still didn't cover. And then last week against Troy, game day was there. Everything, big party in Boone, North Carolina. And they needed a shortened Hail Mary to run into the end zone to win that game, and they were 12.5-point favorites. So, and then we saw that they beat A&M by 3 points. But then but James Madison, the Dukes, first year in the FBS, they could ball, y'all. And they beat Middle Tennessee 44-7 in their first game. The Canes play this week. And James Madison coming off a bye. I just don't think you can lay more than 7 points at Appalachian State. It's gonna be another frantic, wild, crazy social media finish there. Give me the Dukes and the 7.
Number three, Robbie.
All right, Florida at Tennessee. Tennessee is a 10.5-point favorite. Tennessee has all the hype.
Really?
Yeah. It's because Tennessee has the hype. With Josh Heupel as their coach. They had that wild game against Pittsburgh when they won in overtime. And then last week, we saw Florida barely beat USF. In fact, USF was driving to win the game, and then they snapped the ball over the guy's head, had to kick a long field goal and miss. But look, Florida has beaten Tennessee 16 of the last 17 times. The last four, they've won by double digits. In fact, after week one, everybody wanted to give Anthony Richardson the Heisman.
Yep.
But did, But it's weird though. If you look at his stat line, he has zero touchdowns passing and four interceptions. But he does have all those TDs rushing. So he's due for a big game passing. He's supposed to be on Mel Kiper's quarterback watch list, like TBD. But look, Florida's owned this rivalry. You're getting 10.5 points. And if the game is close, Tennessee's going to start to get nervous and tense. He'd be like, "Oh, here we go again. Florida's their daddy. They're gonna do it again." So I'm not saying Florida's going to win, but 10.5 is just way too much. And I hate to do it, but give me the.
You hate to do it. I mean, you know, your gambling knows no feelings.
Yeah, that's true.
Number four, Robbie.
You don't bet on feelings.
No, that's correct. Green knows no feelings. In Arkansas, Texas A&M. Texas A&M is a 2-point favorite on a nooch. They're playing the game at Jerry World.
What?
Yeah.
A nooch.
A nooch, yeah. Neutral site.
Yeah, little nooch, dude. Nooch LaLoose. You remember that from Bull Durham? I'm sorry, you're in pain. I won't do that again, Leroy.
All right, but look, A&M is not good. Look, and I know that they beat the Canes, but it feels like the A&M really didn't do anything. They just didn't make mistakes. They didn't turn the ball over. What they did really good, they punted really well. It felt like the Canes were on their own five every drive. But the Canes were just that bad. They did less than nothing. They didn't score a touchdown. They muffed the punt. And the receivers were terrible. TBD was off. Conservative play calling, whatever you want to say. But it did, when you watch that game, it didn't feel like any A&M did anything great. It was just how bad the Canes were. Yeah. And the reason why the Canes were favored, the reason why A&M is favored in this game, because at one point they were the number six team in the country, and Arkansas did have a somewhat tussle with Missouri State last week, but that was emotional. That was the Bobby Petrino neck brace revenge game.
Come on, man.
But Arkansas did end up pulling away. They didn't end up winning by double digits, but they did have to scare for a little bit. But they got that out of the way. They were probably looking ahead to this monster game against A&M. And remember last year, Arkansas finally beat A&M, and Jerry Jones was so happy. He goes down to the field. He's hugging all the players, shaking everyone's hand. I never seen Jerry Jones been happier after a Cowboys win, and he was so happy after that Arkansas win last year. And look, you got the 10th ranked team playing the number 23 ranked team. The 10th ranked team is getting points on a nooch in a low key rivalry game. Give me Arkansas.
And is it really a nooch? That's what needs to be asked.
No, that is a solid nooch. There's going to be – it's going to be legit 50-50 crowd. Arkansas is going to have plenty of fans there. A&M's going to have fans. It's not going to be lopsided one way or another.
Feels like
solid nooch.
Feel like Jerry Jones is going to turn off the hot water in Texas A&M's locker room. He's going to pull some shenanigans there, you know. Number five, Robbie.
All right. Iowa at Rutgers. Whoa.
I'm taking Rutgers.
The total is sitting at 34 points. That is low.
How is the what? 34 points total?
That's the total.
I don't think Iowa scored a touchdown this year.
They're 7.5-point favorites for the game. I'm always conflicted whether to take the points or bet the under. I don't like to do two bets on the same game. It's boring, you know. But look, the total is low. Vegas is trying to entice you to take the over. It feels like Vegas is trying to adjust, but I'm not buying it. In fact, Iowa did have a minor offensive explosion last week. They put up 27. But you know what? It was 27-0, and the game still went under. And then Rutgers offensively, they only put up 16 points against Temple. Iowa's going to be a much better defense, and Iowa still has the worst quarterback in FBS, Spencer Petras. Look. It doesn't feel good, but sometimes you just got to stay on the train until it doesn't work anymore. It's been working all season, so we're going to stay on the Iowa under train. Give me the under. Iowa and Rutgers, 34.
Number six, Robbie.
All right. Middle Tennessee at Miami. The Canes are 25.5-point favorites for the full game, but we know that the Canes are going to be hungover from last week.
Still?
I know it. Yeah, I mean, they're feeling depressive. Bro, we all had all this hype going into the season that we can't score a touchdown against a real team on the road. Like, bro, like we're fake. We're frauds. But
a fraud hangover.
Yeah, fraud hangover. And, you know, the crowd's going to be disappointed, too. Especially the Middle Tennessee at the beginning of the game, it's going to not everyone's going to be there. Look, maybe they do get the second half cafecito. But look, the last two first halves, the Canes have scored 10 points. One of those is against Southern. One of those touchdowns was against Southern Miss. So that's the context of how bad the Canes have been in the first half this year. So we're not gonna worry about the second half and maybe an offensive explosion in the second half. So we're gonna take Middle Tennessee plus 15.5 for the first half, And look, you get backdoor outs. If the Cades are up by 7 and they have a little 2-minute drill at the end of the first half and they score a touchdown, you're up. It's only up 14. You're still good. If on the flip side, the Canes are up by 21 and you know you have a chance to, you know, for Middle Tennessee to score at the end of the half to get down to 14, you got backdoor outs. You got protection. And so, yeah, give me Middle Tennessee for the first half, 15.5.
And number 7, Robbie.
All right. How about Bills, Dolphins this Sunday? Big game. Bills.
Watch yourself.
Bills are 5.5-point favorites. Now, backstory. Backstory about this line. Prior to the Ravens game, the look-ahead line was the Bills minus 4.5.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Ravens game happened on Sunday, and then, it dipped down to 4. And then the Monday night game happened against Tennessee, and the Bills just annihilated the Titans. And then after that game, there was like a 1.5-day freeze where there was no line. Like, Vegas didn't know what to do. Like, oh, my God, this new look Dolphins offense. But then they got the Bills. And so it took them a while to come up with the line. But then it came back at 5.5, which is bigger than the line was prior to the Ravens game. Look, the Bills have won the last 7 in a row, and the only 2 times they did not get the cover win was they were a 17-point favorite in one of the games, and then another one they got backdoored. Ryan Fitzpatrick led a drive to, you know, cut the lead from 10-3. That's the only 2 times the Dolphins outright covered. There was another time last year where the Dolphins pushed as a 15-point underdog. So yeah, that's what we're talking about, lopsided spreads. Mm-hmm. That's the only way the Bills don't cover. And look, I know we're feeling good about the Dolphins, but one thing that the Bills are going to do that the Ravens didn't do last week, pass rush. They're going to send a relentless pass rush. I don't know if Greg Rousseau, Epinesa, even Matt Milano, it feels like he's always a Dolphins killer. And so I'm not so sure the Dolphins offensive line can play that good again. And not to mention, on the other side, can Xavier Howard, we saw every time the Dolphins have to play somewhat elite receivers, somewhat better than average, like Rashad Bateman. And, you know, remember last year, that Tampa Bay game where they were getting roasted by Antonio Brown? Now you got Stephon Diggs.
Are you going to sit on this radio show and now you're going to call Xavier Howard a fraud? Are you calling Xavier Howard a fraud?
He wallpapered Devontae Parker, but then, you know, and then we saw him, you know, you guys even said how slow he was chasing down Rashad Bateman.
No, that guy is really fast.
But you know what? But you're gonna deal with fast guys with Buffalo. You're gonna deal with either Xavier Howard is covering Stephon Diggs or he's covering Gabe Davis. And Gabe Davis, they already said he's 100% gonna play. And okay, let's say Xavier Howard does his job, then somebody on the other side, whether it's Igbinoghene or whoever,
Play Igbinoghene. You got Kader Kohu, Darth Kader.
Yeah. Okay, Darth Kader has to cover the Stephon Diggs or Gabe Davis. So what? They're gonna be so.
Bro, he's gonna use the Force. It's all good.
And so, look, not to mention the Bills, they broke Tua's ribs last year. Remember that?
What about a revenge game? So let me get this straight. So you're taking the Bills.
I think you have to. It's nothing against the Dolphins. It's just the Bills are just a monster right now.
Look, do you have to go? Do you have 10 minutes?
I got 10 minutes.
All right, you're coming.
I thought I answered from in crime.
No, you have not.
This is double jeopardy.
No,
I'm on trial twice.
No. That was pre-trial. That was discovery. Now we go to trial.
I want my attorney present.
Next, Robbie answers for his crimes. Okay. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. We're streaming live on Twitch. 790 The Ticket on Twitch. Robbie the Degenerate has stopped in. He has been gracious enough to give us an extra segment here after his Magnificent 7. Because people want a pound of flesh, Robbie. They want you to answer for your crimes. In fact, if a jury of your peers wants to line up right now, 786-360-0790, you can determine guilty or not guilty. But Robbie, 786-360-0790, if you want to join the jury. The floor is yours, my friend. I will give you a chance. You must take the stand here. Tua Tagovailoa, he threw for nearly 500 yards last week, 6 touchdowns, big plays. I believe when you said in your draft room, cuts through the wind. He was cutting through the wind. Bombs to Tyreek Hill. Jaylen Waddle, you called him fake fast. He's running all over the place. Him and Tyreek Hill did something never done in NFL history. Answer for your crimes, dude. What do you have to say about this? He's muted. Whoever muted him, I don't know if it's JFig or there we go. Okay.
I already said it was a great game by all parties involved.
Mm-hmm.
All parties involved. There's no criticism.
Did you say this on this show or SDI and the Degenerate?
No, I said this. I said this loud one Monday. I'm like, I don't know what to say. Like, they played great. Everybody played great. I got no criticisms. I got no criticism. I mean, if you want to get technical, those balls are a little underthrown.
Oh, there you go. No criticism.
What are you doing?
He has no criticism. No critiques whatsoever.
No way.
Look, but they all count. They count the same. They all count the same. Nobody in the stats books don't recognize that. But look, I'm not gonna look. It's 1 week. It's week two. It's a week two. I'm not gonna it's a great game, and it could be good things for the Dolphins this season, but. I feel like I'm prematurely accused of crimes I haven't yet committed yet. If they get smashed by the Bills this week, do you guys have to answer to your crimes for defamation?
No, we don't have to answer for our crimes. They're 5.5-point underdogs. Why would I have to answer for my crimes if something predicted that's going to happen?
The Bills smash the Super Bowl champions.
They smash everybody.
Come on.
But it's there's still 15 games left of this regular season.
Let's be honest. I mean, you sat here. You thought that he had a noodle arm to it, that he was never going to be any good, and now he's Nickelodeon Player of the Week, and you know that this idea of getting Tyreek Hill was a waste because they're giving up draft picks. It wasn't a waste because he's got big plays, and so everything that Chris Greer has set up for this team looks like it's turning up roses right now.
I liked the trade for Tyreek Hill. I was on the show. I remember saying that it was a good move. But I think the MVP of this to Tyreek Hill has just made everything the situation better. He's made Tua better, and he's made Jalen Waddle better.
Wait, hold on. Jalen Waddle had 100 plus catches last year.
Oh, the 7 or 8 yard variety. Out of his 104 catches last year, only 59 of those went for first downs. That means almost half his catches were short of the sticks. Now Tyreek Hill comes to town, and boom. And if you're going to tell me that Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins are the reason why Ja'Marr Chase is balling out the way he is, then how do we not give credit to Tyreek Hill with doing what he's doing with Jalen Waddle?
Well, who cares? They're on the same team. It's not like there's a clock on it. He's got a long-term deal. Who cares?
Yeah, and Tyreek Hill. I think he's the MVP of this team. Just early on in the season. And I got nothing. I mean, I said Tua.
Not Tua.
I mean, Tua. You know,
look at what Tua and Waddle were doing last year. Hey, look what we're doing this year already.
Can I ask you a question, Robbie? Mm-hmm. Why do people make it sound like throwing for 460 yards and 6 touchdowns is normal?
Yeah, he already had 145 yards while Tyreek Hill was cramping up.
I never said that was normal. I've already said that was a great game. Now you want? I mean, Mitch Trubisky did have a 6 touchdown game in his career, but that's another.
Don't look, you had the four, dare put to his name.
Mitch Trubisky threw for 6 touchdowns.
Yes,
I don't remember
not this year.
I don't remember.
I didn't know this either until this week. Somebody brought it up to me. Oh wow! I would have never guessed that Mitch Trubisky.
It doesn't
had
quite
a
okay. So let's get this straight. So you're giving props, but you still are skeptical on Tua Tagovailoa.
I mean, I just don't want to count chickens. I don't know about you guys. It's weak. It's only
when will you count chickens? When he's hoisting the Lombardi Trophy? Like, when do we get to the point where you will believe? If he wins this week, will you believe in Tua Tagovailoa?
I'm already admitting I may be wrong on this, but
like you're doing kind of the Mike Greenberg thing. Like, if this is the game where he turns it around, are you getting on the ship or are you going to be off? Are you going to watch us from the port? Or are you going to go along on this voyage with us?
Yeah.
How many times does Leroy say, why don't we just let it play out? Leroy, you say that all the time.
You don't have to answer that.
No.
Objection. You don't have to answer that.
Whoa. I'm going to tell you why I say that. Because everybody's so quick to trash him.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden you want to use that line?
Yeah.
Everybody's quick to put him in the Hall of Fame now either.
Lock him up.
They got the gold jacket on Tua already.
No, we don't.
I mean, he's at least going to get that teal jacket for that Walk of Fame that they get for the Dolphins.
That's he's going to be an honorary captain. He's gonna
definitely
going to
get that. He's definitely going to get the thing that they give to Jason Taylor and Zach Thomas.
Is it too early for one hamburgers?
No. You can do whatever you want, baby, okay. As long as you're not in pain. Right.
This is your second meal in 2 hours.
He's back. We know you're feeling better because you've gone from when you were starving on Wednesday to now you're already 2 meals in through the show.
That's true. We're not going to judge you after.
We're very happy for that. Very happy about this.
I need to eat to take the pain pills.
Dade South says this man
evidently I took some before I went to bed, and so that dull feeling that I was feeling wasn't actually because I was getting better. It was because the pills lasted overnight.
Dade South says you're the biggest weasel. You're trying to weasel out of this.
Mm-hmm. What weaseling out?
I don't know. You don't want to go one way or another.
Well, I mean, look, you got the Buffalo Bills this week. Like everything could change.
So is
like,
the only okay? So, but what if it doesn't change? That's my question. Like, is this if everything can change negatively, does it permanently change if he wins? Then all of a sudden, are you on the Tua trade for good?
All we want you to do is this, Robbie. We want you to accept the fact that things could turn around and get better. Instead of always looking at the situation and going, "Oh, this is a temporary thing. It's coming."
I've already accepted.
Don't
that
we have
I
a bet?
Don't
we have a bet?
Hold on.
That I said his average yards per pass would increase by a yard?
That was last year. You lost that bet. That was last year. That was going into last year.
What was the bet?
It was that the yards per attempt.
No, but what was the actual stakes on the bet?
I think it was Celsius.
Oh, so it's double or nothing.
Double or nothing. Double or nothing.
Hold on. Let's hear from one of the jurors. This is a different kind trial. We hear from the jurors and their opinion on this, and we get their verse. 786-360-079. Dr. Stoppage. What say you, Dr. Stoppage?
Oh, he's guilty.
Oh,
he's
wow.
Guilty.
Wow.
Guilty.
He's been guilty before he even started the Mag 7.
Wow. Wow.
I don't even know why you guys even award him the chance to even give him Mag 7.
Wow. Man, people really do want you to pay for your crimes. I will not take away the Mag 7. The bets have nothing to do with his crimes. But Dr. Stoppage, we've heard from one juror. I think that juror slipped past the whole neutral party pool. It feels like he already had a decision made up. That feels like that.
This is a sham trial.
You need a different location because you are trying to have a trial in Dolphins country.
Yeah, we have to sequester the jury. Oh, we did have a Bills fan calling earlier.
Nah, that's true.
You know, so there was that. Let's hear from our lead attorney, Jennifer. What say you, Jennifer? What do you make of this? What do you make of this criminal?
For a second, I had to look at the chat, and I'm like, "Who's Jennifer?" Guilty.
Wow!
Oh wow!
Whoa! I was expecting you to cross-examine him. Wow!
Whoa!
Wow!
Brought a gavel.
Jeez, how did she get those? Hold on, we got some more jurors that are calling in. Juror, you're on the air.
This guy's a bum!
Oh, my God!
This guy's a bum!
Wow. Wow. I think you need, Robbie, I think you need to get on the train this week. And you know what? I think what you're trying to do is you know the past of the Bills games, and you don't want to have the pain. I think you're going to have the pain, dude. I think you need to jump both feet in. Just accept it. Because what's the worst that's going to happen? It feels bad. You've been there before.
Yeah.
Allow yourself to be hurt.
It happened last week against Texas A&M. I was so hype for TBD. I was believing all that hype. The case.
Yeah, but that's – wait. First of all, the talent on Miami's – or the Hurricanes is nothing like the talent on the Dolphins. I'm talking about relative to who they're playing against. Mm-hmm. With this team, the Dolphins can compete with anybody in the NFL. I can't say that about Miami.
Plus,
so
I think you're
comparing the two, and that's crazy.
I think you're so happy that Manny Diaz is gone. Like, you were hyped for anything, you know? Like, I think, which is understandable. I'm hyped that he's gone, too. But, you know, this feels, you got to admit, like, this is different. Like, we were kind of just riding blind there. Okay, we got no Manny Diaz. We got Touch Von Down. This is going to be great. But you've actually seen greatness now. Greatness has been presented to you, and you're still apprehensive to go in.
I mean, this happens all the time.
It literally has not happened in 700 games.
Whoa. When does a guy throw for 470 yards and 6 touchdowns and end up being a bum?
I'm not saying that the throwing. I'm not talking about the core. I'm just saying going into the Bills game, we get these hype, and they get blown out just about every time. The Bills have won seven in a row, but
typically that's like you go into the Bills game hyped. It's at the end of the season. You need a Bills win. I get you. This is different. Like, it feels like you're at the beginning of the season. That everything is possible in front of them.
In fact, it was last year week two. I mean, the Dolphins, they beat the Patriots week one on the road, and we were all feeling good. And then the next week, they were at home in the Bills, and they got smashed.
Yeah, but they got they had Will Fuller, dude. Like, they didn't even have Will Fuller and Devontae Parker.
That didn't change the hype. That didn't change the hype going into the game. Everybody was feeling good about the Dolphins.
Yeah, but you don't believe the team is better? Mm. Do you think this team is better than last year?
But I also think the Bills may be a lot better than what they were last year. I mean,
Von Miller. He's good. Yeah. He's good.
It has more to do with the Bills than it is to do with the Dolphins, honestly. You saw what they did to the Super Bowl champs, and then what they did to Tannehill. Oh, my God.
The Super Bowl champs almost lost to the Falcons, dude.
That is fair. Yeah, that is fair. The Super Bowl chain, they maybe have the Super Bowl hangover, but the Bills just on another level. And I don't know if the Dolphins are there. Can they block? I mean, the Ravens had there was whack cover, like rush three, drop nine, prevent, whatever they were doing in the fourth quarter. The Bills are going to bring it. I don't know if they can block the Bills. Right. Two of them might get hurt again.
Let's see. Hold on. Larry, juror number Larry is on.
All right, now let's be real about this, okay? Let's think back to the Ravens' halftime score. What was the score of that game? At halftime, the Dolphins were getting smashed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, and let's be real about something else.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo is 10 times better than the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
Not guilty.
What? You don't have a unanimous conviction.
This guy's thrown out of my jury. Get him out of here. I need an alternate juror. Give me an alternate juror. Get on here. Val, what's up, Val?
Listen, I'm gonna bring a little different take here on Robbie's fandom. So Robbie is there's a lot of pain in Robbie's past. He can't believe. I think Robbie's in shock after seeing the Miami Dolphins have an explosive offense.
Mm.
Robbie hasn't seen the Miami Dolphins have an explosive offense.
Is this your lawyer?
So he's in a lot of shock after seeing a Miami Dolphins quarterback throw six touchdowns and 469 yards. Anyway, but I will say, guilty!
Whoa!
Guilty!
He's guilty! It sounded like he was going your direction, Robbie.
Yeah!
Like you were almost going to get to plead insanity.
Wow.
You haven't seen anything like this. You're not used to this.
That's a case of rats off a ship.
Wow.
That's right there.
Interesting. Yeah. That being said, all right. Well, you did. Listen, you had Larry. Larry's there to support you.
Yeah. Stupid Larry.
Probably from Buffalo.
So here's the deal.
All I need is one juror. I'm free.
Here's the deal, Robbie. Like, I can get how you feel the way you do, but you sometimes close your eyes to what's happening because of what has happened. You see what I mean? And that's not fair. Mike McDaniel could give a rat's ass about the Dolphins before this year. So why are you holding him to blame about anything that would happen or has happened with these past Dolphins teams? The offense is different. The defense is different. Some of the players are different. Yet you're still talking about what the Dolphins did against Buffalo a year and 2 years ago. So at what point are you going to say, this is new people, mm-hmm. a new system, a new regime. I like the way they're aggressive. I like the way they do things. Let's see how this plays out. Instead, you're punishing these guys for the crimes committed by, coaches who sucked.
All right, but all right. I haven't said anything bad about Mike McDaniel. I haven't said that Mike McDaniel can handle it. But all the things you're saying, Leroy, we've said about every single regime, including the Brian Flores regime.
Nah,
Brian
this is
Flores,
different, dude. Come on, you gotta admit this guy's a little bit. First of all, he's not a fake guru like Adam Gase was. This guy actually knows what he's doing. He's wacky. You know, he's a mad genius. He comes from a successful system. And Brian Flores was a grump.
We thought Brian Flores was in the Hall of Fame after winning five games with that 2019 team.
Okay,
that was
but Brian Flores started off 1-7 last year, and then by the time right away with Mike McDaniel, we're seeing, oh my God, this offense is amazing, amazing.
And look, Gase was a guru, but maybe
he was a fake.
They made the playoffs this first year. We thought we got our man.
They made the playoffs behind Jay Ajayi. He hated his guts.
That didn't stop us. We were all drunk on that Kool-Aid.
Not me, dude. I knew that guy sucked.
But Robbie, my question to you is what does Mike McDaniel have to do with that?
Don't answer that question.
Then,
we have no time.
The more things change, the more things stay the same. The cycle of doom.
All right, he's guilty. I've heard enough. I've ruled. You are guilty of doubt. That's what you're guilty of. Your soul is dirty and it's guilty of doubt. You will not hop in all the way with Tua Tagovailoa and the Dolphins. You're not allowing yourself to be hurt.
Fire the bum guns.
That is our third hour of the show. We'll come up, play a little You're Dead to Me. Thanks for the fun, Robbie. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.